Wrapping up our Saturday morning tradition of Rosie on the House, broadcasting live from Tucson Convention Center for the Southern Arizona Home Builders Association Home Show, which will be running all weekend. Here with insulation expert Scott Petrie, branch manager of Banker Insulation's operations in Phoenix and Tucson. Thank you for joining us. Again, if folks want to try and get a hold of Banker, how would you want them to do that?
Easiest way, since we're statewide, would be the website, bankerinsulation.com.
Fantastic.
Or you can call the office in Phoenix, 602-273-1261.
Fantastic. And Dennis, we were talking with Scott before the break about the perfect insulation home, and we've got an idea of what his would look like. What would your perfectly insulated home look like?
Well, of course, it would be built out of masonry.
Okay. All right.
But we can put our foam in the walls and do a good job with that. And
do y'all do new construction?
A little bit. Okay. Where we do get more involved is where someone is remodeling a block home.
Yes, I
because
bet.
Let's say that they're building an addition that's framed, but their existing home is masonry. We can bring up the R value of the masonry walls to almost the same R value as what their new addition would be.
Now, what do you do for all these homes in Tucson that are built with a Tucson red burnt brick?
If they're solid, we can't help them. It's a double brick system where there's about a 2-inch gap, well, then we can do a good job on those. But if it's a solid brick, there's no hollow cavities for us to fill.
And there were a lot of homes built with that product in Tucson.
Yes, I learned. There's entire tracks that way.
Entire tracks. Now, you're currently doing a big project out in Huachuca?
We do a little bit of work for on the military base there, yes. We've done some work on some Civil War buildings. They're historical buildings where they take an older building and they want to install air conditioning and upgrade the security system and sprinklers and so forth. And so to put in modern heating and air conditioning, they need the walls insulated. So our product is really perfect for that, and that's a framed wall application.
Oh, it is?
Yes.
Interesting. Okay.
From the Civil War.
Okay. Yeah. So masonry homes built in the 50s, 60s, 70s, we weren't insulating them at all until about the 70s. Then about the 70s, we started pouring vermiculite in before we poured the bond beam. What do you do if you drill a hole and you find vermiculite?
We give the option to the homeowner if they want us to remove that. We can do that. Most homeowners choose to remove that. There is an upcharge for that, of course.
Yeah.
But we can vacuum that out. We drill more holes. Vacuum it out and dispose of it, patch the holes. And then we install the foam, because the foam gives you about twice or three times the R value as those loose foam materials. It sounds like we're drilling a lot of holes, and I suppose we are. But part of our warranty is that the homeowner is satisfied with that match. Even if it's a colored grout,
right,
we match that exactly. And that's part of our warranty, is that they're satisfied with how that blends in.
And you operate statewide?
Statewide, yeah.
Masonry homeowners that are interested in getting a higher insulation value, a quieter home, a cleaner home, Thermal Advantage, thermaladvantage.com, the phone number.
We also have an 800 number. It's 888-329-0289. But if they go to the website, they can really see some demonstrations and get information on how the whole system works and see some projects that we've done. We recently finished a large project for the city of Phoenix, and there's information on the Marcos Deniza project that we did in South Central Phoenix. So okay. A very large job.
Okay. All right. Well, fantastic. Well, guys, I appreciate y'all joining us and trying to get the information. I find insulation is like one of those industries like water treatment. There's just so much bad information out there and so much confusing information out there that a lot of homeowners are making unwise investments in a product they think is going to get them something that, in fact, they see no return at all. But like you say, Scott, when you do invest in the proper installation of insulation, it pays you back from the minute you've got it installed.
It does. It increases the value of your home. And when you go to sell that home, then you won't have to take a hit when the inspector comes out and says, oh, this needs to be upgraded, or you're going to have to give us a credit when you sell your home to the new homeowner because it needs an upgrade.
Right. And the one takeaway, or I hope y'all are taking away a lot from today's program, but a takeaway I want y'all to realize is improper insulation is usually the bigger villain than not enough insulation. There's actually building science information that tells you that if you've disturbed 5% of your attic insulation, you've actually decreased its efficiency by 50%. So Uncle John going up there and clearing out a little area to put his surround sound speakers in the ceiling, and he doesn't bring that back in and put it back in place, just a 5% misdistribution or improper application of insulation. That's why I try and tell homeowners, don't insulate yourself. It is a lot more complicated than you think.
It is, and oftentimes they don't save any money, and they spend the entire Saturday in the attic.
Yeah.
Something we can do in an hour takes them several hours.
And what they don't understand is, as you mentioned it, is that contact between the insulation and the actual wall or ceiling surface. If you're not making that contact completely, the integrity of that contact needs to be complete through the whole application. If you're not, that's just voids in your insulation.
Right. So. And if you can cap those speakers with something that will prevent them from leaking, which we have means of doing that, that's going to help your energy consumption as well.
Okay. Well, again, folks, I want y'all to know about Banker Insulation statewide, as well as Thermal Advantage Insulation. They're both ROSI certified. They'll take care of you wherever you are in the great state of Arizona. I want to thank you guys for loaning me your expertise and coming in and visit on the topic today. And I want to encourage you all to stay tuned for next week. We are actually next Saturday going to be celebrating the silver anniversary of ROSI on the House. We actually just found last week a recording of the very first show we ever did. So we'll be playing that. It's pretty horrible. I don't know why the radio station ever let me come back and do the second week, but they have. We're now, like I say, running on 25 years. Hopefully I've gotten a little bit better. We'll play the very first show, just segments of it. You can tell me if we've gotten any better or not. We're here every single Saturday morning from 8 to 11 to answer any question y'all might have, to educate you, to encourage you, to embolden you, to give you the information you need to tackle whatever it is you're trying to get done around your house, home, castle, or cabin. So until next week, I would encourage you to do me a little favor. If we've helped you in any way, do me a favor and pay it forward. Find somebody else that needs to be encouraged or enlightened or empowered and do it. It wouldn't be any time at all before we could reach the entire population of Arizona. Thank you all very much for tuning in to ROSI on the House.